Good day, my name is Michelle and welcome to Nova's Business Report. On the Market Watch with me today, I have Floris Berg from Capricorn Asset Management. And Floris, yeah, was last week expected the cut by the SAR?
Michelle, morning. And morning to the listeners. Yeah, I must confess, it was a little bit unexpected for me because of the implementation of the new targeting regime. I thought they were going to hold back a bit. But yeah, nevertheless, elsewhere, we also had mostly monetary policy easing, as one can put it, cutting out interest rates by the Fed and even the Bank of Namibia lowered rates.
Yeah, that cut by the Bank of Namibia was also to a certain extent slightly unexpected. So maybe before we get to the new target range of the SAR, just take us through what has transpired of late in this monetary policy domain.
Yeah, like I say, mostly we've seen easing. So most the beach center banks have been lowering their rates, as well as the center banks in our corner of the world, with the exception of Botswana, which is a special case where they actually hiked rates in the wake of all the difficulties they've been having with their liquidity and so forth.
Yeah. Okay, Floris, so take us through what gave the SARB then this comfort to cut. I mean, maybe you can just elaborate also on this new target setting.
Yeah, the main reason for, let's call it, the relief in the markets and also for the SARB to be able to cut was that the final formulation of the target that was now mentioned in the interim budget of November. Meaning that there's a target range. The midpoint is 3%, but the range is 1%. Other side of 3, which makes it a little more flexible. The 1% target demanding 3% that the SARB proposed was a very demanding, tight target. And I think the expansion of the range a bit gave them some leeway, actually lower interest rates. And I think one of the things they wanted to demonstrate was that despite this new tighter target range, they can still lower interest rates, because that was most of the views in the market that developed around the new target was that we're going to see higher interest rates for longer. So I think the SARB was fortunate in that they could put that to bed to some extent. But I must say, I think the SARB is in a very fortunate position. It's like a confluence of fortunate circumstances that brought the South African inflation rate into this 3% ballpark. Namely, I think it's the oil price plays a big role, which obviously plays to the fuel prices. The firmer exchange rate helped a lot. Then we have a food inflation is fairly under control, mostly driven by very low falling grains prices in South Africa. The maize prices have been exceptionally weak so far this year. I think it's due to the bigger harvests is expected. And I think also the important one is the real estate residential market, because there we have the rental increases, which is one of the bigger components of inflation, which is the housing component there for most people. So. And then we also had on the global scene, we had a bit of a deflationary scare out of China. China's economy is not pumping all that hot. And we've got a negative producer price index out of China. And the fact that the U.S. market has been very much closed now to China largely meant they're looking for other markets, and other countries that have actually starting to jump up and down and calling Chinese dumping. So yeah, that's a deflationary impulse to the world coming out of China. So these are all cyclical things. And my fear is that these cyclical things tend to turn around at some stage, you know?
Yeah. And obviously the hope is also there with lower interest rate is to spur growth. And I think, you know, to some extent, the things are looking up for South Africa with an upgrade by S&P as well. Maybe just a quick question on the inflation basket in South Africa. You were talking about rental prices. Are you saying that those rental prices are also then under pressure to remain lower?
Yes, the point I'm making is it is low at the moment or rising very slowly, which helps the current inflation environment as well as the immediate outlook for inflation in South Africa to remain reasonably low. If the property market turns, then rentals will start to escalate faster, which will be an upward push on inflation.
And we'll put upward pressure. Maybe just to conclude then, what do you expect of the Bank of Namibia in December now?
I hope that the governor gives us a parting gift. I think it's quite possible that they will lower interest rates again. But it's probably the last cut that we'll see. But if we are fortunate to get that, then it means that we could have a prime rate there by the end of this year of under 10%. Can you believe that?
And as my grandmother used to say, you know, it's good for some and not good for the others. You know, the investors, it's always a hit. But for those that are owing money, that will be good news. Floris, thank you very much for being my guest. And may I then say I have a good festive season and we'll speak in the new year. Thank you very much.